Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Do you have a mentor? Someone who shows or showed you how to move forward in school life, professional life, life, just in general? Or how about somebody you're mentoring? Today we are looking at youth mentoring in Massachusetts. According to data from Mass Mentor, in 2022, more than 17,500 youth participated in mentoring relationships in the Commonwealth. Each one needs access to some kind of mentor. And therein lies a problem. More than one-third of the programs reporting to Mass Mentor have a waiting list. And data from 39 organizations put that list at over 2,300 kids waiting for a mentor match. So why do so many kids want and need mentoring? And how can we fill that gap? Mark O'Donnell is president and CEO of Big Brothers Big Sisters of Eastern Massachusetts. And Pablo Gonzalez is a big brother in the program, with a boy named Dennis. Mark, welcome.
Thank you for having us.
And Pablo, welcome to you as well.
Thank you for having us.
So, Mark, I'll start with you. Big Brothers Big Sisters is part of a national organization. Many of our listeners may be familiar with it over the years, but talk about your organization here in Eastern Massachusetts and what you do.
Yes, we've been around in Eastern Massachusetts for about 75 years. We're New England's largest youth mentoring agency. We serve, coming out of the pandemic, we're serving about 3,500 youth right now. We're on our way over the next 5 years, hopefully, to match 10,000 youth. And so we pair our kids one-to-one with caring relationship with mentors and just have, you know, guardians sign up their kids, just like you mentioned, because there's a need, a gap, there's something in life that is needed and some help, and they call us. We try to do our best to pair the same kind of, you know, kid with the same big, and they go off on their own, and they last, you know, we could talk about it today, they could last 20, 30 years. Like in Pablo's case, it's about 5 years. So it's a great, great situation.
So Pablo, you are a big, that's the term for a mentor, right?
Yes.
To a younger person. your little is Dennis. Why did you want to be a big?
So when I first moved here to Boston, I came here with certain goals in mind, and I was, you know, spent a lot of time working towards those goals, going to school, working, and so on and so on. And once I sort of achieved those goals, I had a lot of free time in my hands. So in order to fill that time, I was looking for something to do. I knew I wanted to help, and somebody had recommended the program to me and said I should look into it. And, you know, I did some research online, and I decided to go in for an interview and talk it over with them. And over time, during that interview process, I found that it would be a good fit for me.
And it's a big commitment.
It is at the beginning. So it's all very, you know, it was a new experience for me. We sort of had, you know, it's 8 hours a month. We like to break them up in 4 hours on the weekends. And so it was initially trying to develop the relationship, trying to get it started. Once you're through that period where there's sort of like this, you know, feeling each other out, so to speak, it becomes very easy. You know, that's sort of one of the rewarding things about it.
What kind of activities do you and Dennis do?
So a wide range. I mean, he loves my dog. So a lot of dog walking is involved, going to parks and that sort of thing. We have also done a lot of the common Boston things, going to the aquarium, to the science museum, George Island. He'll just play video games at home. You know, if the weather's not all that great, we'll go to the movie theaters. So, you know, a wide range of things.
So, Mark O'Donnell, you're the CEO of the organization. Pablo's telling us about his relationship with Dennis. What I'm hearing is presence and time. So what is mentoring?
Well, mentoring is a lot of things for a lot of people. And, you know, I was just talking to Pablo in the back saying, 80% of the youth that are signed up for our program right now are coming with some kind of experience in their life, trauma, negative experience, and their guardian has noticed this. And so a mentor is someone who's not a clinician. It's, you know, we always say no experience necessary. Just be yourself. Bring yourself. Be willing to spend the time. And in Pablo's case, that is 8 hours. But we have other programs as well. We have some school-based programs. We have some programs that are called Mentor 2.0 that are after school programs. So if you can't do the Saturdays twice a month, there are flexible ways to mentor a child.
So Mark, take a second. And I've run an organization before, mm-hmm. and you're telling us what what the programs look like, what the organizations need, but I know that this is deeply personal for you. What do kids need?
Kids need, at the most fundamental way, is someone to show up for them. That is the piece where there's not a whole village in their life, or we wouldn't be needed. So a lot of cases, the guardian who is a savior, the mother, the grandparent, is someone they called because they care so much. But they're working. There might be multiple children. There's a lot of situations going on that are very hard for them and the world around them, right?
And they need a village.
They need a village. And this is the first step of creating that person. But take all the noise in the community and just having someone to know that on Saturday or at school, this person's coming just for me. And that alone is enough to build confidence and build some of those social-emotional skills that kids need.
So, Pablo, let's build on that. So what does it mean to you? Every relationship is a two-way street. We're talking about how you're showing up for Dennis. I'm sure Dennis fills, you know, your cup, too. What does it mean for you to be part of Dennis's village?
So in Dennis's case, as well as my case growing up, we both live in a single parent household.
So you did too.
So I did as well. So that is something I know a lot about. And to me, it's like you just said, it's very important for somebody to show up for you. It really is. It really does make a difference. And I see it in him when I do show up, right? I don't feel like it's ever forced. I don't feel like it's ever, I feel like he's happy to see me. And that alone is very gratifying. It does, you know. It does make you feel really good. It doesn't, you know, it feels like you're making a difference in somebody's life. And especially when you have the same experience he's going through and know what it feels like to not have somebody come, you know, show up for you. It really does make a difference.
So part of the way you can connect with Dennis is you understand a piece of his childhood because you lived it so deeply yourself. You share language and culture with Dennis and his mom. Now, at one level, it's sort of like, yeah, that's obvious. Of course that makes a difference. But explain, give us an example, if you can, of how being able to be bilingual, to really connect in that way with Dennis and his family makes a difference.
Well, that was sort of an added bonus that I never saw coming. I eventually have become part of his family because I can communicate with his mother. I can sort of relate to what she's going through because I've sort of seen my mother go through it as well. And that's, you know, now we're basically family. I get invited to his birthday party. She cooks for me, you know, it's like I said, that was not something I was expecting. So it does obviously form a much deeper connection when you can actually, you know, communicate with his mother and see what her concerns are and say, hey, what do you want? What would you like me to talk to Dennis about? You know, just throwing some stuff out there and so on.
So Mark O'Donnell, now we go to kids are waiting, right? There are kids who would like a mentor. There's a shortage of mentors. My understanding is there's a particular shortage of bilingual mentors.
True.
So what to do?
The waiting list, as you spoke about, could be in the thousands. And if we actually actively recruited youth, it could be 10,000. And one of the issues we don't want to have, a barrier we do not want, is for a youth to not be able to get a big because of language, because of geography, because of access to public transportation, and also male volunteers. There's a huge shortage nationally on men signing up. Women sign up about four times to every one man.
Why do you think that is?
They're just nicer people. I think we've done the research, and it is about language and how you speak to a man and the commitment issues that do arise. So it's all psychological. But what we did find is once matched, it's equally as enjoyable and equally as productive. So the outcomes are the same. It's just on that front end, it takes a little more work.
And what are the outcomes for the kids?
The outcomes right now, at first, you know, age matters. So from 7 to 11, it's the socio-emotional. It is the building blocks, the confidence, understanding school and life. And then when you reach 11 to 14, the outcome should be about how do I fit into this world? Mm-hmm. I'm in middle school. It was a hard time.
Very hard time.
And then when you reach, say you've been matched 10 years, you hit 16, 17. Now it's what am I going to be? And so the outcomes are stage specific, and we make sure that we're along the way keeping track of all that and making sure that they're gaining those skills to succeed.
And do you help the mentors be helpful in those stages as well?
That's the secret sauce, is every match is supported by a match support specialist from our office the entire
time
of the match.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, sorry, go ahead. No,
and so they are trained to work with the big. And once Pablo would come back and say, here are the two things I'm struggling with, Massport will work that out, find the resources. Or if he says, you know, we played video games 2 weekends in a row, we'll have a generous donor that will give us Celtics tickets. We'll offer that so they could go have some experiential experience. That's something we feel that Dennis needs. So the professional support is what makes us different from most mentoring agencies.
So, Pablo, I'll turn back to you for the last question. If there's a listener out there, a man, maybe a bilingual man, who's thinking, maybe I should try to be a mentor, mm-hmm. What would you say?
I was in the same exact position 4 to 5 years ago, and I'm really glad I went in and just did an interview. Just go in, do the interview, and see if it's for you, right? I never felt pressure to do this. I never felt like I had to or anything. Quite the contrary. The whole way through, it seemed like I was applying for a job, more or less, you know? So they're not – everybody wants you to be happy and the little to be happy as well. So it's just – that, just go for the interview and see how it goes.
And you're happy.
Oh, very.
Is it between your job, your personal life, this volunteering, is this one at the heart of who you are?
Yes.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right. Pablo Gonzalez is a big brother to a boy named Dennis in the organization Big Brothers Big Sisters of Eastern Massachusetts. Mark O'Donnell is its president and CEO. Mark, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for giving us this platform.
And Pablo, thank you as well.
Thank you so much for having me here.
So we just heard from Mark and Pablo about the positive impact a man can have on a boy's life. And now let's talk about girls. Here's Justice Porter, who's a student at Jeremiah Burke High School. We had her on the show back in November when there was a spate of violence in the city and at her high school in Dorchester. And she talked to us, although not in specific words of mentoring, about the importance of mentoring.
I want to see a focus on the youth. So I think while people may think, oh, I'm paying attention to these teenagers and these kids, I don't think on a certain level that they really are, because us youth really have a hard time with the generational trauma and seeing the normalization of therapy and counseling it's not normalized, right? So I want to see more support in that aspect, more adults telling us, hey, it's okay to see a therapist. Hey, it's okay to reach out. And not make us feel like a burden or not make us feel like we're a bother, because we aren't. And if we don't interject and we're not saying, hey, you can feel this way to our youth, they're just going to keep that in again, and it's just going to repeat the cycle.
So a high school girl in our community talking about those needs. And here with us in the studio, Anissa Asaibi-George, to continue this conversation on youth mentoring. You may remember Anissa Asaibi-George as a candidate for the mayor of Boston, as a Boston city councilor. Well, now she's the president and CEO of Big Sister Boston. Anissa, welcome back.
Thank you very much, Tiziana. I am also a former high school teacher, and when I hear Justice's comments about how important it is for adults in our community and beyond to be engaged in their lives every single day, I just want to jump out of my chair and cheer for her, because we all need to be cheering for our youth here across the city and beyond.
So it's interesting, Anissa, and part of the reason we wanted to talk to you to round out this conversation on youth mentoring is there's a lot of things you could have done when you left the city council and after the mayor's race. You picked this, and I think I just heard a little bit of why. But tell us more. Why did you pick mentoring for girls in Boston?
Well, first, Big Sister of Greater Boston, or Big Sister Boston for short, is all about our girls here in the city and beyond. Our motto is 100% invested in girls. And for me, it really is a continuation of public service. It's a continuation of giving back to the community and to the communities that I got to work with as a member of the city council in political life. It's an opportunity to continue service and making sure that I have opportunities to use my network, to use my skill set, to use those that I've built relationship with to serve our girls in Boston and beyond. Kids like Justice who need us every single day. Big Sister of Greater Boston, Big Brother, Big Sister, Eastern Mass, the national organization, we can do this work. It's so important to have the partnerships at the table to help us along. And that's part of why I'm here today.
So, you know, you heard us talk with Mark and Pablo about the village that a kid needs. And I hear in your cheering on of Justice, the high school junior at the Burke, you know, that sense of, I want to be a part of the village. Your teachers need to be a part of the village. You know, a mentoring program can. Is there a risk of an adult coming into a young person's life, into a kid's life, and becoming a mentor and then leaving? And, you know, it's the first do no harm. How do you think about that, Anissa?
Well, there absolutely is that risk. And that fear sometimes stops our adults from actually engaging and taking that risk themselves. We have another motto, another saying, or a hashtag that we use at Big Sister called Be Present, Not Perfect. And sometimes that fear of not being the perfect partner in that relationship limits an adult's ability to engage. We do an enormous amount of vetting, of interviewing, of education with our big sisters before we engage them or match them with their little so that we know they are the perfect fit. And as Mark referenced, there's lots of opportunities to get involved. We love, and at our core at Big Sister, is that one-on-one mentoring, those relationships that we know will last for years and years beyond their actual engagement with us as an organization. But there's other ways to get involved. We have Big for a Day, which I'm a huge fan of. I've hosted that at the Stitch House, where we get to have lots of fun.
Stitch House is your business.
With my business, but we get to have lots of crafting fun with potential big sisters and potential little sisters as we start to explore potential relationships. It is not a lifetime of learning, but in many ways it is a lifetime of building relationship. And Big Sister is here to facilitate those relationships, to help guide and build those relationships, but really create a space in which a big and a little can form that long-lasting, we hope life-lasting relationship, which we know helps our young girls in particular. That's who we care about, that is center to our decision-making at Big Sister. It helps them be more confident. It helps them be more engaged in school. It helps them build for their future, make healthier life decisions. We know all of that happens, and we're happy to just simply facilitate those relationships.
We're talking about youth mentoring in the region in Massachusetts. With us now is Anissa Asaibi-George, who is the new president and CEO of Big Sister Boston. I remember having a town hall conversation with you at WBUR City Space where we talked a lot about your dad. This was when you were running for mayor. Who was a woman mentor in your life that you kind of carry with you as you're thinking about this work for girls in Boston?
So I've had the pleasure of so many mentors in my life, women mentors in my life, both those that held political office with me, those that worked alongside me in government or in my classroom, colleague teachers in particular, more veteran teachers who guided me in those early years in the classroom. But I actually, you know, certainly my mother and my grandmother in my life, we've had the opportunity to talk about them over the course of several campaigns. But my sisters, who are much younger than me, who have chosen a life of public service in their own way as a school guidance counselor and a school social worker, I think mentoring should be multi-generational. So although my sisters, for example, are younger than me, their experiences and the space that they've created really inform me in my work. And now at Big Sisters, I've got, you know, a staff of almost 45 new mentors. And although I'm the CEO and president, sort of the big boss, their passion and their work every day, especially over this last month, they've been mentors to me as I get into this new role. I do want to plug, when I talk about multi-generational mentoring, which Big Sister, it's a big part of what we do, although we don't scream it from the rooftops. We've got this new girls network. We've got an event coming up in March at PwC where we're pairing younger women early in their professional careers, who we want to partner with professional women who are a little bit further along in their careers. We want to create mentoring opportunities for them, too, because mentoring has to continue throughout the course of your life, both personally and professionally. We've got to keep it going. And I'm so grateful to have so many people in my life that help me along.
So you heard Mark O'Donnell talk about the shortage in mentors and also talking about the fact that women volunteer at a 4-to-1 ratio to men. Do you have a shortage of mentors for girls at Big Sisters Boston as well?
We always have a shortage. And it is around making sure that we don't just have one adult mentor, one big for one little, but that we have the right pairings that are happening. So there always has to be both littles and bigs in our pipeline. And the language piece that Mark and Pablo talked about is so critically important for our littles across the region. We talk about, you know, Spanish language. We see a growing population of Arabic-speaking families in our communities. We see a growing population of Vietnamese speakers across our communities, Portuguese speakers across our communities. If you speak a second language, if you've got time, just a little bit of time, I hope that you'll consider sharing it with us. We always look to grow the number of bigs who are available for our littles.
And give us the website. How can people find out more?
Super easy. BigSister.org. Not Big Sister, but BigSister.org.
BigSister.org. That's Anissa Asaibi George, former Boston City Councilor and the new president and CEO of Big Sister Boston. Good to see you, Anissa. Thanks for coming in.